maybe four more and digit. Or else, you know, you will waste your time, I think. How should we establish our system of practice in San Francisco? It will be our future subject. I started to explain, you know, the way upward and way downwards, or to help others, or and to help yourself. To climb up the top of the pole and to come down from the top of the pole. This is rather fancy, you know. More advanced practice. So it may be, it will not be necessary for you actually to explain this point. But it may be important for us to understand, to know what kind of practice you will have after you enter our practice hall. And only when you actually started our true practice in our Zendo, that practice will be extended in your everyday life. And this evening, I want to, you know, explain this point more, how to develop our everyday zazen, zazen practice to our everyday life. Because to follow rigid practice does not mean Zen is always, you know, to follow rigid rituals or rigid practice is Zen. It is necessary for you to get through that road and that door. But that is just door. So to make, I want to explain what kind of practice you will have after you enter the door. Or else no one will come to Zen Center. if you say just to follow the rigid practice is Zen, and Zen Center way it's just to sit, come and sit at certain time, and to follow teacher's instructions very poor, which is very poor. Then no one will come to Zen center, I'm afraid. So I want to explain a little bit, you know, about this point, this point as much as possible. It is rather difficult, you know, to explain what is not possible to explain, but as much as I can, I want to explain it, referring to several core, at least one or two core. Climbing up the top of the pole, this is and step forward, one step forward, to make one step forward from it is very famous koan, and many teachers explaining about it. For Soto priests, for Soto students, the most we have a story, you know, four kinds of horse. Do you know the story of four kinds of horse? The horse, you know, which will run at the shade of the whip before he gets the whip. And the next one is as soon as the whip reaches to its hair, you know, he may start to run. That is the second one. And third one is, you know, when he felt the pain on his skin, he will run. That is the third one. The fourth one is, fourth one will not run until the pain penetrates into the marrow of the bone. Then start to run. That is, you know, the whip, by whip, we mean the teaching of evanescence of life. Teaching of evanescence of life. Or teaching that everything changes. There's nothing to stick to. There is nothing to care for in its true sense, because everything is changing. That is, you know, the Buddha, the most important teaching. But, many Buddhists from ancient time, to understand this teaching, they studied various scriptures and practice hard. But Dogen Zenji said, you know, that is not something to study. He said, it is actual fact which you see every every day. No one can stay always young. Nothing is always same. Everything is changing, including you. That is actual fact you see. That is not something which you will study after reading many books. So, if you really, you know, suffer, if you have a lot of suffering in your everyday life, you will actually, you know, feel the most important teaching of Buddhism, that everything changes. There is nothing to stick to. But nowadays, no. Our system of the world or society is based on to develop our desire to stick to something, you know, to gain something. And we study many things just to develop our greedy desires. And our knowledge of science cannot stay as a science, scientific study. So scientific research it's always result some improvement by doing something, by making some machine. As soon as we know it is possible to reach the moon, you know, we actually try to do it. So our, you know, study is not just intellectual study or scientific study. It is directly, connected with our desires. And everything, system of our society, it's based on this kind of desire. Without knowing what is human nature in its true sense. But to desire to see something, to gain something, in its not only some subject to study, but also some concrete way of achieving something. This is what we are doing actually. And we are, you know, every one of us is deeply or completely involved in this kind of activity, social activity. But we never, you know, try to understand what is ourselves, what is our true nature. And even students, then students who want to study ourselves through and through, it's included, it's involved in this kind of idea of study, way of study. By practicing Zazen, you know, you want to attain enlightenment. But that enlightenment must be very concrete, you know, something if you can fly, you know. If you cannot fly, you don't think you attain enlightenment. Or if you feel very good, you don't think you attain enlightenment. So the effort to attain enlightenment is another way of developing your desire to go to Japan, to know what kind of thing he is thinking. Well, without asking someone, any Christian, to know what kind of mind he has, you know, that is a kind of power of enlightenment. And many people seek for that kind of enlightenment. So maybe none of us, you know, none of us are really practicing through Zazen. Before we stop, try to find out something from outside, we cannot start our true practice. You may ask me how, you know, to practice, but it is rather difficult to say in its positive way, in positive way. But negative way, I can give you various suggestions. And then I think Zen Center is not just for priests, and it is for laymen too. Most of us, you will be a student who want to study our way as a layman, I think. So it is, it may be rather difficult to follow our way as a layman. But even for 1 year or more, not, you know, forever, I think it is necessary to follow our practice as long as you come to Zen Center. And our way, although our way is not just for priests, but to know, to realize what is our practice, it is necessary for you to follow our way as much as possible. I don't want to tell you what kind of idea I have right now, you know. But some change should be done, or else we are too many. So we must organize or set up some system for you, I think. And how you apply our practice our practice in your everyday life is in short in your everyday life, the most important thing is to be involved in, completely involved in what you are doing. And to do something just to do something as a means of gain something else. You should do things for sake of as a practice, as you practice Zazen. In your Zazen, just to practice Zazen is purpose of practice. You practice Zazen for sake of Zazen. We say we practice Zazen not for others, not for ourselves. We practice Zazen just for sake of practice. That is true practice. And that practice could be the practice to save others and to save yourself, to help yourself and to help others, and to develop Buddha's way. But when you do it, you have no idea of doing something. You should be completely involved in your practice, and you must be able to do it. And that is, in short, how to extend our practice in your everyday life. To attain enlightenment, even though you attain enlightenment in Rinzai, you know, you must attain enlightenment in innumerable times. And you have to have got enlightenment 2-3 times. That is what they say. And in Soto, we should continue our practice forever. How we continue our practice is to be involved in what you are doing right now. If you are counting, you should count, you know. And if you are doing something with your mind, your mind should be always with what you are doing. Just as when you sit, you just sit without thinking anything. But in your activity, you act or you think. So you should be completely involved in your thinking mind. For maybe 10 days or more, I was completely involved in thinking, in one thinking, I was concentrated, how to, what kind of, which way we should take as a Zen Center group, this way or that way. I was completely involved in that idea. So I didn't know that I was completely involved in that thinking, but my wife told me many things. You say when you do something, you should be completely involved in it. But look what you did. What you are doing. What do you do? What do you do when you go to a restroom? But I didn't say anything. I cannot say anything. Because I have because I feel I have to go to restroom. That is why I went to restroom, but actually I didn't have any idea of going restroom or where I was. Restroom and dining, dining room were same to me. But, I was completely involved in one thing only. So it is rather difficult to say how you should be, how you should extend your practice in your everyday activity. But actually, in short, your life, should be always in state of complete combustion, You shouldn't be idle, And when to be idle, to think about something, or try to think, I must read this book. It means still you are idle, you are hesitating to read it. I have to study means you are still hesitating to study. I must go to Sokoji and practice Zazen. That it means that you are still involving some lazy mind. When you are completely involved in it, without knowing, your food, you know, your body will be carried to the Zazen practice hall. So you will not have any regret afterwards what you have done. If you completely, you know, involved in it. Why it is difficult for us to continue this kind of practice is because of our self-centered desires. And we should always know this point, and we should always try to give up this kind of self-centered desire. Even after you attain enlightenment, if you notice this point, whether you are Rinzai student or Soto student, you will start real practice, which Dogen point out. The practice which is one with enlightenment. And in this practice there is no difference between Rinzai and Soto. Just before you enter, the approach is different. Just before you enter the meditation hall, there are Rinzai student and Soto student. After you enter our hall, there is no difference at all. There are various kinds of words to explain this idea of oneness of practice and enlightenment. Soto, you know, students always say oneness of the practice and enlightenment. But this is one of the many ways of explaining our true practice. To jump off from the top of the pole is the same idea. Or to kill Buddha. This is rather an extraordinary word. To kill Buddha. Killing Buddha practice. It means that after you enter the Buddha hall, you should be, you know, completely involved in your pure practice You have no idea of Buddhahood, what is Buddhahood, whether you are ordinary person or Buddha. So we say, they say, kill the Buddha. After you attain enlightenment, you must kill the Buddha. You shouldn't have any idea of enlightenment. So you have to kill the idea of enlightenment. You have to forget all about the idea of enlightenment. That is, kill the Buddha. So when you have no idea of enlightenment, you know, there is no difference between Buddhist or non-Buddhist. When you have no idea of Buddha, you know, you are not Buddhist, because you have no idea of Buddha. The difference between Buddhist and non-Buddhist is Buddhist has, true Buddhist has, no idea of Buddha or Rayman. But ordinary people has stick to the idea of Buddha and Rayman, or ordinary people. That is the difference. So they may, start to, start to come to Zazen. But after he enters the Buddha hall, he shouldn't have any idea of attainment in their practice. Even though, he enters the Buddha hall, as long as his, his practice is involved in attaining enlightenment, before he attains enlightenment, then he is not spiritually true Buddhist. That is the difference. But both some ordinary people has no idea of Buddhahood, what is Buddhahood, and what is ordinary people. As a Buddhist who knows what is a true practice, has no idea of Buddha or ordinary people, because he forget all about the idea of Buddha, who is helping others, and no idea of people who want Buddha's help. But Buddhists will continuously trying to help others forever. That is, way, that is his own practice to help himself. And that is also the way to help others. So there's no two ways. When you are able to extend our practice in your everyday life to help others and to continue your practice for your own sake, the same thing, not different at all. So two way upward and way downwards is the same. So actually, as I said, there's no point, no top of the pole. We should What we should do is continuously keep going on and on. That is our way. When we realize this point, so some people may say to jump off from the top of the pole means to attain enlightenment and forget the top of the pole is to jump off from the pole. Some people may understand in that way. But actually, when after you jump off from the pole, you start real practice. Before you climb up to this pole, top of the pole, that was not true practice. So to climb up to the top of the pole means for Soto students, to enter Zendo after you see the all the notice on the bulletin board. Okay. You may say, oh my. Anyway, I'll do it. And that is, to enter, to climb up the top of the pole. Not step by step, all of a sudden, jump off from the top of the pole. It may take pretty long time before you make that kind of decision. Before you feel commitment as a student, it may take time. But anyway, when you do it, the way you do it, that is the way. If you wonder why it is for me, why he said, why sort of way is so rigid? Even though you ask, your teacher, he will not say anything. Just do it. That will be what he will say. That is, to climb up from the, to jump off from the pole of the top of the pole. Dick wrote me and said, sort of way looks like gradual way. But he said, I don't think so, he said. Sort of way is more sudden way. Our way is... to push something from the someone. From the cliff. Well, so I think that is more sort of way. Rinzai students, can practice that, until he find out. Big acts, wondering about mountains and stream and appreciating beautiful sight. And he may encounter, by some chance, a big ox. But sort of way is to show a student big, you know, a hip of ox. This is the ox you should see. Did you see it? It is so big that even though you hit it, he will not move. That is more sort of way. Do you understand? That is what he long and said. It is not matter of something you will find out after reading many scriptures or after listening to a fancy explanation of great Zen master. It is actual fact you are confronting right now here. That is Dogen said. That is what Dogen said. It is not those things. You should, you know, see the big ox in front of you without any explanation, without practicing Zazen. It is true. You don't want to see it, you know. It is so big and so ugly. No. That is not Buddhism. Oh, no. So maybe better, you know, to take a walk, you know, to take a trip of study. And I may come back same place, but not now. I feel in that way. So if you don't want to waste your time, I think you should establish some rules for America Zen students. It is a very big problem for me and for you, and I was thinking about it for many and many days until I forget where I was, best room or dining room, I didn't know. I think I want you to join the problem. How we establish our way of studying Zen in America. It is not matter of Rinzai or Soto. Do you have some questions?
What is the difference between concentrating on something and allowing yourself to actually do it? During the day, I continuously work with this.
Yeah.
Whether I should concentrate when I do it, like, okay, now I'm going to do this, or whether I should just do it and allow it to be done. It seems like
maybe. In your everyday activity, you know, right. it is necessary to be concentrated. Try to be concentrated on something. Especially in your zazen, I think, especially for you, better to allow yourself to do it. You are very good in, you know, concentrating on one thing. So if you practice, you know, that way in your zazen, you know, your mind will be like this, you know. Your mind will be very sharp, in very sharp concentration, and your mind will not open. But when we are in some situation where it is difficult to be concentrated on one thing because of the noise or, you know, disturbance, it is necessary to be concentrated on one thing, I think.
You know, once I experimented, we hiked with the mountain yogis up the mountain, and they use a mantra, like, Om Mani Padme Hum, while they hike. And as they hike, they're just going over this mantra like this. So sometimes when I go downtown and there's all this noise and all the billboards, and I just hear all this sound in my head, I'll start doing this mantra.
Yeah, that is good, I think.
And that keeps me, gives me a center as I go through all this confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes during work, too, when there's a lot of things happening, to have a center like that. Would you consider that concentration also as an aid to concentration?
Yeah, but the best way is, you know, to extend your practice in Zenzo. You know, try to be concentrated on one thing. Still you are trying, you know. So that is not best way. You should be more natural in your doing things. Oh. Same, maybe. The difference is whether you do it, deep, strong conviction, or, you know, small, or you do it with small ego mind, egocentric mind. That is attachment. Literally, that is attachment. But if you do it with big mind, it is maybe attachment, but it may be strong attachment, but it has no it will not, that attachment will not any trace in your practice. So it is also detachment, you know, because you have no trace of doing something. So when you are doing, that is strong attachment. You are doing it. But after you did it, the difference is you have no trace of activity. When you do it with big mind, with strong conviction, you don't have to, you know, think about it, because you did it with big mind. You don't. You are not regretful. So it is detachment. And when you are doing, it is very strong attachment.
Okay,
excuse me.
When you do it with the big mind, then you don't question whether it's
doing or not. No. Yeah. The word discipline is, I don't think, appropriate words for our practice. Practice is more in something which should be done with big mind, not by small ego, basic mind.
When you sit zazen and you feel pain in your leg,
yeah.
Do you think you should concentrate on the pain or try and concentrate on the pain?
Anyway, that is every day. You know, that is, you know, quite natural, and that is a kind of everyday routine, you know. That is not problem. No. Do you understand? It is same thing. You feel hungry, you know. There's no difference.
Well, when you're hungry, you eat.
You eat. But what will happen to you if you eat whenever you feel hungry? Maybe it is necessary to feel hungry for 1 hour or so.
I want to know if you think you should concentrate on hunger or just ignore it.
Maybe that is not a big problem, you know. Yeah. Not a big problem in comparison to the problem Buddha points out. This is a problem. That is a big, big problem. So many people, Zen students and Zen masters said, we must achieve Buddhahood, you know, next life. If it is not possible to do it, next life we will achieve it. Someday, you know, after many lives. The problem is so big, but pain on our legs is small problem. Nothing wrong to have pain in your legs. And, you know, crossing, if it is too painful, you know, there's no need to. If it is almost impossible for you, there's no need to cross your legs.
What I was interested in was, what did you think to devote your concentration to in terms of on the pain itself or away from it?
No, away from. No, no, don't try to be away from. And don't try to be concentrated on it. You know, let it painful. Let it be painful always. That is your problem, you may say. I have to practice that. If you are painful, you know, that is your problem.
better to let the breath take its natural rhythm and observe it, so that when you're counting, be detached from it, or to sort of make the numbers, like to push the breath come up and then push it out.
I think, you know, why I suggested to practice counting breathing practice is you need to practice following breathing practice is more advanced practice. More advanced practice. And it is difficult, you know, to practice it in its true sense. So you should do it, you know. After you are able to practice counting breathing practice, then your practice will be more complete.
Mm-hmm.